Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am your host, Francesca Amber, and today I want to talk to you about 2024 goals. Now, you might be thinking, hey, what the hell? New Year was 2 weeks ago. You missed the boat, bitch. There's no such thing as too late when it comes to goal setting. There is no arbitrary date that you have to make resolutions on. It don't work like that. We can do this shit whenever we like. We can change our life at any point. So, as you know, I do a goal setting party every year around New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, that kind of vibe, and I love it. And I know that some people say, oh, well, if you're into cyclical living, you should know that midwinter is not the time to be planning your year and setting your goals. Like, you should be doing that shit in spring. And I've seen this come up on quite a few people's accounts. And, you know, I'm a massive fan of cyclical living, living in tune with the seasons, with the moon, with your own menstrual cycle. She's a witch, didn't you know? And I'm fully in for that shit, okay? I'm down. Don't get me wrong. However, I think that people might be a little bit wrong when they say that you should only start planning your year and setting your goals for the year come springtime. I disagree. I respectfully disagree. So here's why. Today, I want to share with you just a little about how I set my New Year's goals every new year and how I've used the law of attraction, manifesting and strategy, actual strategy, to achieve so many goals each year. Because I've been doing this with you guys, like as a group, for 3 years now. And every year I've smashed more goals than I thought was possible. And this year I plan to make even more of my dreams come true. And I really want you to as well. And that's why I want to share just some of this with you. Now, this podcast is typically about what? 30 to 40 minutes long. If you are serious about goal setting, if you want to get deep into this shit, I do have my goal setting party. It is a 2 hour, 40 minute video where we work through your entire goal setting strategy of everything you want from the year using a series of exercises and strategies. So there's a goal setting workbook, there's a goal setting video. You can sit down and do that, and it is incredible. It's a game changer. So many of you that did it have sent me lovely messages saying, oh my God, my year was transformed because of this. However, today I just want to kind of dip our toes into how I set my goals for the year, the strategies I use, and why I disagree with the cyclical living gals that are saying that we should be waiting till spring. And that's because the first quarter, so this first quarter that we're in right now, January, February, March, like proper midwinter, is a really vital part of my goal setting time. Like, this is a really important part to me. Now, if you are into cyclical living, you will know that obviously the seasons. Winter is kind of for rest and recuperation and solitude, and you'll find yourself being naturally less sociable this time of year. You might not have seen your friends for a couple of weeks. You might not want to be going out and doing things. You might not want to go out and drink and socialize and go on dates. Look, no flower blooms all year round. In fact, there was that famous study where those ancient redwood trees that grow strong for hundreds of years, they injected them with almost like an adrenaline that made them grow and bloom all year round, and they fucking died. They fucking died because nothing in nature blooms all year round. Oh, except maybe palm trees. I don't know, but we're not in a tropical climate. So anyway, we are required to kind of hibernate, rest, relax, recharge, all the re's. We're supposed to be doing all of that at this time of year. And so naturally, you have a little bit more time. You have a little bit more time. You have a little bit more space because you're not constantly here, there, and everywhere. When I look back on I was having like a little review of the year a couple of weeks ago, and I was amazed at just how much stuff I was doing in the summer. Like in the summer, I had friends round probably 3 times a week, friends or family round, out in the garden, drinking wine in the garden, round a fire till, you know, midnight. I ain't doing that shit in winter. Like my winter schedule is completely different. It amazed me at how much more active I am in the summer. And you only need to look at, you know, wild animals, the birds, the trees, the flowers, everything to see that we are all the same. We all replicate that kind of cycle. However, this first quarter is really vital to making your year the most abundant, the best year ever. So I like to set my goals seasonally. Rather than making New Year's resolutions on the 1st of January and then fucking giving up by like the 3rd week of January, I like to set goals for each season of the year. Now, I will write out everything that I want to achieve in the year according to my Wheel of Life. Now, if you've not done a Wheel of Life before, it's an incredible tool to really have a quick assessment of what is working in your life and what could do with some improvement, where you're thriving and where you're surviving, if you will. Now, you can find a template for this anywhere online. You can make one yourself. It's simply a circle. And you add in the sections of your life. This could be job and career, money and finances, family, friends, health and physical body, personal development, spiritual growth, fun and adventure, physical environment, i.e. your home or your office, romantic relationships, possessions, new habits. These are all different sections of your life that you can write goals for. Now, looking at that list of goals, you can start to see where you could place them in the year, because writing a list of 10 goals and expecting to work on all of them on January 1st, it ain't going to happen. I hate to tell you, it ain't going to happen. So say, for example, one of your goals was that you wanted to go to a beautiful Greek island with your friends and go to Mykonos and live your best Lindsay Lohan life. Like, that's actually one of my goals, to be honest. So that you would look at the weather and the season there, and you'd say, okay, that's a goal for the summer. Like, that is going to happen in the summer. There's nothing I can do now except maybe plan it and you know, book it in, but that is going to happen in the summertime. Say you want to have like your best bad bitch hot girl summer body for that Mykonos trip. Well, that might take 3 or 4 months to really start to see some results. And so you might have to start working on that now, you see. So you can see how you can start to spread your goals out across the year. You might have a goal to redecorate your sitting room and have a cute log burner put in and, you know, new carpet and stuff. And it might take you a while to save for that. And so you might have to set a saving goal, which means that you might start to be able to implement that in, say, September, like the 4th quarter of the year. Does this make sense? And all of a sudden, rather than a massive long list of goals on the 1st of January, you have a couple of different goals with different time frames, different lead times, and in different quarters of the year. It all becomes so much more manageable, and it becomes much more of a plan rather than just a dream or a wish. Now, back to this magical first quarter. Yes, it's about rest and recuperation and solitude. I absolutely agree. But I also think that this first quarter is vital for making plans, for researching, and for setting wheels into motion. So as I was saying earlier, this time of year, you naturally have less social plans. You're naturally less out and about. You're naturally more hibernating. So what better time to be researching the stuff that you want to do later in the year? Me and my sister are currently trying to book a holiday to the Caribbean for our family. And it honestly takes about 4 or 5 hours. We're talking a good evening or two, like 2 full evenings to research, to look at the hotels, to look at the TripAdvisor reviews, to find the best times to go, to find dates that work for everybody. Like, it's genuinely like it's an actual job that takes probably, you know, like I said, probably 2 evenings. And so in the summer, when your diary is full and you're out and about and wanting to enjoy the sun, that ain't the time to be doing it. Why not do it during your little hibernation time and really be able to dedicate the time to make it the most incredible trip ever and really find the best places and the best things to do? So this is a great time for researching. It's also a great time for booking things. There are so many things. If you have children in the UK, you will know that Lapland UK, I ain't never been there. I'm not sure if I want to go, but you know that the tickets to that get sold out like super quick time. Like, they're more elusive than Glastonbury tickets. Glastonbury is another example. If you want to go to Glastonbury, that's something that you really have to book really far in advance. You have to be top of the queue there. You have to be on your game. So if there are specific places that you want to visit, specific experiences that you want to have, it might be that you have to really book those things early and ahead of time. And that's where, again, this first quarter of researching and booking things and making plans really comes into its own. Now, the final way that I love how the first quarter plays out for me is for setting wheels into motion for longer term goals. Now, in the past, I've had a couple of personal improvement, physical improvement goals. And this is actually a section on my Wheel of Life that I don't think I've seen on other Wheels of Life, but I always have a personal, like, self-improvement section because I have this thing where when it's my 40th birthday, I want to look and feel better than I did on my 30th birthday. It's just something I've got going on for me. That's just what I want from my life. And so in the past, I've had goals such as having my teeth straightened with Invisalign and having laser eye surgery that, believe it or not, these do have long lead times. So one of my goals last year, was it last year? Maybe it's the year before. I can't remember. Was to have Invisalign, right? So I sat down, I did all of my goals on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, whenever we did the party. And I was like, right, I really want to have perfect straight teeth and I want them now. Like, I want to start living my best perfect straight teeth life, you know, as soon as possible. And so one of the first things that I did in January, one of the goals that I started working on straight away was to contact the orthodontist. And guess what? They had a 6-week appointment wait before I could even go and get my initial consultation. And then from that initial consultation, it's like another 2 or 3 weeks to even start the treatment. So you can see how me taking action super early in the year on that goal meant that actually I was kind of ahead of the game. And by the time that 8 weeks rolled around and that 10 weeks rolled around, because time moves so bloody fast, I was like, boom, I'm done. I'm booked in. The same with laser eye surgery. I went in to have my consultation for that, went through the whole fucking rigmarole, went through all the eye tests, did everything. And then right at the end, they were like, and you're not pregnant or breastfeeding, are you? I was like, oh yeah, I'm totally breastfeeding. They're like, oh yeah, no, you can't have that done until you're not breastfeeding. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So knowledge is power. Getting into these appointments early is power to find out if there's anything that might stop you from having this certain thing done or whatever it is that you want to achieve. Just getting on top of those timelines and kind of setting the wheels into motion. And this would work for so many different goals. You wouldn't believe how many different goals there are that would have a long lead time like that. My one for this year, a little bit strange, is I want to have my driveway resin bound and I want to have big tall, like metal gates. It sounds like I'm making like a Trunchbull Academy. What was Matilda's school called? Wasn't the Trunchbull Academy, was it? I don't know. But you know what I'm imagining, like a big boarding school. It's just that I'm absolutely terrified that my children will run out onto the road and get run over. And as a result, we've got quite a big driveway and quite a big front garden, and we don't use it. Like, it's such an asset to our home life, where especially in the summer, you know, going out and watering the flowers and doing some gardening and scooting up and down and driving their car around. There's so many things that we could be doing, and I know that come spring I'll want to do, and I won't be able to because I don't feel safe to do it. And so one of the first things that I did come like the 1st of January, when I looked at my list of goals, was I was like, right, I need to find out who is a really reliable, great resin bound driveway kind of guy in my area and get him out to quote and measure and get me booked in. Who is the person that does amazing gates and can make me a bespoke thing so that, you know, my children cannot run out onto the road? Again, got the person out, got the quote done. And guess what? There's lead times on both of them. It's going to take about 2 months to get that done. But really, I'm doing that for future me. I'm doing that for springtime, Easter time, Fran, when we have those first couple of days of sunshine. And I'm like, girls, come on, let's go out in the garden and get your welly boots on. We're going to rake up leaves and we're going to plant bulbs and we're going to trim trees and do all the fun stuff and ride your scooters up and down. And I'll be able to do that because January me was already thinking ahead to springtime me, knowing that I would want to have that in place so that we could actually enjoy our property, we could actually enjoy our garden. I hope that all makes sense. Now, of course, there are some other goals that might take quite a long time to start to see results. Now, a classic example for this would be fitness, working out, healthy eating, weight loss, all that kind of vibe. Now, if you are wanting a bad bitch hot girl summer, guess what? You can't start working on that goal the first, you know, sunny day we have. We got to start working on that shit now. I speak for myself. I am literally walking every night on my, on my little treadmill thing behind my sofa. And I just put Netflix on and I just walk and I watch TV and I'm really enjoying it. And I know that some people will be like, that's not enough. You're not going to have a hot girl summer just from doing that. But remember, just start where you are. Start with what feels possible now and doesn't overwhelm you. And for me, just committing to walking for 30 minutes a day on my treadmill, like, fucking hell, it's more than I was doing, all right? So I'm doing okay. I'm also dedicating this weekend I'm going to London, and I'm so excited. I normally absolutely fill myself with plans and seeing people and stuff, but in my true midwinter cyclical living kind of self vibe, I'm not doing that. I'm not filling up my weekend with plans. I'm going to listen to quite a lot of the Alan Carr emotional eating book. I'm going to listen to a lot of that. I'm going to go on lots of long walks around London with my headphones on, listening to it. And I'm really excited for that. Like, just to be out in nature, to still have a little bit of solitude, see some people, but not too much, and really to just give my brain the chance to take in that incredible book. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. But yes, fitness, that is one of the goals where you have to start making that shit happen in January for spring and summertime you. Like, you have to start doing that so that when it comes to spring and summer, you're like, boom, I'm ready, bitches. So this first quarter of the year, this midwinter season, really is about putting things into motion, setting wheels into motion, getting things moving, planning, researching, booking things. And also, one of my listeners made a really good point. She was like, do you know what? I'm using this first quarter to get all of the boring jobs done. She's like, I'm literally getting all of my dentist appointments and eye appointments for all my family all out the way. We're getting jobs done in the house that need doing. She's like, I want to get all that stuff done so that when spring and summer do arrive, the time where we want to be out and we want to be having fun and we want to be living our best lives, she's actually got the time and space to do it. And I loved that message because it's so effective. It's incredibly effective. Now, this Christmas, I did exactly that. I read the book Calm Christmas by Beth Kempton in kind of early November time. And she talked about cultivating your energy and preserving your energy for the festive season. And so doing a lot of the preparation in November. And I became one of those smug bitches that I've never been before in my goddamn life that was like, oh, I've bought and wrapped all of my presents in November. I had planned a Christmas night out every weekend with my friends, like in October, I think it was. Like I had planned everything so that when December came, all I had to do was go to these activities and nights out that I'd planned and just have fun and enjoy the festive season. And the results of that were actually, do you know what? They were low key, but they were fucking incredible. So a couple of the things that happened was I would watch a lot of Christmas films. I've never had time to sit and watch Christmas films before. I watched Christmas films with my children. I watched more adulty ones on my own, Single All the Way. Absolutely fucking love that film. One of my favourite Christmas films now. And that was such an enjoyable thing to do. It was such a nourishing thing to do for myself. I had time just to like bake Christmas cookies with my children, to make gingerbread houses with them, to do little festive activities where I felt rested enough to actually enjoy them. I wasn't meeting myself coming back trying to wrap presents till fucking midnight every night. It honestly was a game changer, like just cultivating your energy and preparing for the seasons that you want to be really present. It honestly is a game changer. If you want to hear more about the other seasons of the year and the other strategies I use, both on reflection and looking ahead about how to achieve your goals and make your year the best ever, like I say, you can come and join me for the goal setting party. I'll leave the link down below, or you can find it at francescaamber.com. It's a 2-hour, 40-minute video. You can watch it. You can do it with me in real time, and you can really get clear on what you want to achieve in 2024. I really hope that the January blues don't have you in a goddamn chokehold, because I know that this can be a depressing, lonely time of year. You know, people naturally want more solitude, but then when we have it, we're like, oh God, I want to be touched by a human. No, I actually don't want to be touched by any humans. Thank you. Not right now. But it is a little bit of a dark time of year. But if we can lean into and embrace that, it honestly does change everything. I really lent into this whole like wintering well kind of vibe. Back in November, I was feeling festive. I was feeling yuga, and I was proper into wintering well. And I read a couple of books by a couple of different authors that really honestly changed my mindset for the whole season. But it's easy to be excited about wintering when it's Christmas and everything's festive and everyone's excited. But this really is like the depths of fucking winter now. Like January, February, they're the real motherfuckers. So keep yourself warm, keep yourself safe, keep your spirits up, do things that nurture yourself. And next week, I'm going to give you an episode all about, more about wintering, because you know what? I do think it's really important at this time of year, and it really does affect our mindset. It really affects our happiness, our joy, our ability to manifest. And a lot of this I've learned from a book called Evergreen, Discover the Joy in Every Season by Lydia Millen. So I'll leave the link for that down below if you are interested. But it really does help you to not just survive these seasons, but to thrive in them. And before you know it, spring will be here and we'll be ready for that fucking hot girl summer. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope that you've got some value from it. And if you enjoy it, please do leave me a rate, review, subscribe. It honestly makes all the difference. Or share this on your social media. If you share the podcast on your social media, it really, really helps me. So I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life and at Francesca Amber. Just take a screenshot of you, you know, you're listening right now, and put it on your stories and put a link to the podcast, and you're truly doing the Lord's work for your girl. So thank you so, so much. I'm going to see you bitches next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.